Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Work Insanity, where we talk about our work lives and give you some insights that hopefully help you in yours. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been running my own podcasting business and writing novels for 10 years.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been doing production and podcasts for more than 10 years.
Today, someone suggested that we should talk about our hands or the things that we use our hands for, keyboards, mice, webcams even. So that's your face. But, you know, that stuff that when you're working from home particularly is surrounding you.
You can show your hands on your webcam. Sure. So technically it could work as well.
Yeah. I am very boring when it comes to keyboards and mice. I've been using the same keyboard for more than 10 years to parrot Patrick. I am using a Logitech K120. I have two of them in case this one ever breaks, which it hasn't in 10 years. And I love it. I am not one of the keyboard aficionados who's like, oh, I need the ergonomic and a trackball and all of that. I want it to be very simple. I want it to disappear. I want myself to never have to think about my keyboard. I want it to be very simple. And so that's why I use the Logitech K120. It is the workhorse. It's, you know, it's not quite that clackety clack solid like we used to have back in the 80s, but it's to my way of thinking, the closest thing to it.
It is definitely a, I don't want to repeat boring, but it kind of is a little bit boring. It's like the reliable, solid keyboard that you kind of already know and that is not going to wow you. But I think it's important to use a thing you're comfortable with. And to an extent, you might become comfortable with whatever you're using. So maybe, but I think the K120 is going to be good for almost anyone.
Do you use the K120 too?
I do not.
Oh, and okay.
So I am also a little bit boring with a little bit more sparkle.
Of course, as we all should have expected.
I also like Logitech very much. And you're not going to get a broad selection from us. It seems that both Tom and I are very much very happy with Logitech. And I think it's one of those brands, which, by the way, it's not sponsoring this episode, but if they wanted to, I'd be happy to get, like, for anything I do, because I really love Logitech product. It's one of those brands that has installed itself into the fabric of computing and that is reliable and trusted in almost anything they do. It's not like they're perfect. I'm sure there are issues here and there, but they're really like the safe choice. It might be a little bit more expensive than other choices, although they do have cheap alternatives. But what I go to, because of course I'm a serious gamer, is Logitech G, which is their gaming sub-brand.
Okay, that also makes sense, yeah.
And the keyboard I use is not the fanciest. It's a G 413 or 412. It's a clickety keyboard, a clicky keyboard, which has some, you know, backwards backlighting, but only red because, again, I'm a gamer.
Yeah, well, you don't want it blaring in your face while you're playing, right? The red light is, you know, not going to blind
it's
you.
It's subtle enough.
Yeah.
It's subtle. No. It's subtle enough that it doesn't. It's the key, you know, backlighting.
Right.
But the mouse, I would actually. Keyboards are kind of boring. Mice are exciting and you need to have a good one. And let me tell you, the Logitech G Pro mouse is the best mouse I have ever used. And I have used many mice. Believe me, I have used a lot of them. And this one is amazing. I will never want anything other than this one ever for anything. It's fantastic. It's the Pro, just Pro. And it's the best mouse ever. It's 80 euros in France. It's probably something like, you know, 60 or 70 bucks in the US. It's amazing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
I suppose you're all going to wonder, what mouse does Tom use? And the answer is not a very interesting one like Patrick. I just switched. Up until November, I was using the Microsoft mouse, also 10 years old. That one finally, I think, probably got a short in its USB wire. That's the other thing. I don't use wireless. I like wired mice and keyboards because they are less likely to give me an error. I don't have to go change their batteries. I don't have to fiddle with the connections. I just like to have something that I don't have to think about ever. So I was using the Microsoft mouse that was 10 years old, and it just started to freeze where I'd have to unplug it and plug it back in. So I went and researched, and the new Microsoft mouses are improved with more features, which is not what I wanted. I wanted a very simple mouse. So I bought the Logitech B100. These are both infrared mice. They don't have trackballs on them. But the Logitech B100 has a scroll wheel, two buttons, and that's it.
I don't think any mouse has a scroll ball on it anymore. No.
I just wanted to make sure that people knew that I wasn't going that simple. I have moved into the 21st century with my mouse.
At least, yeah. So, sorry, which one is it again?
It's the Logitech B100. It's the simplest mouse Logitech sells. I actually did some research on like Wirecutter and other places, and that's where I found it. It's like, hey, if you just want a simple mouse that's not going to break, this is the one. So I've only been using it for a few months now, but I've forgotten that it's new, which is, to my way of thinking, a recommendation. Like, I don't notice it anymore. It's just my mouse.
Yeah, I think mice, you really need, it's very personal. I would definitely, again, recommend the Pro Logitech G Pro mouse, but I completely understand if people want to try something else. I will also say the wireless mice and keyboards, by the way, have become really good in the past, let's say, 5 years. They are really beneficial and very fast. You would probably not have any issues with them if you tried one. I will add one piece of, like, one recommendation to this, which is a little bit outside of the box. And it also comes from the world of gaming. It's oversized mouse pads. It's the kind of mouse pad that is actually large enough to almost occupy your entire desk. Not quite, but you can put your mouse and your keyboard on that pad. It's maybe a meter long. I don't know how much that is in space numbers. Probably, yes.
About a meter is about a yard, 3 feet.
There you go. And maybe a little bit less than that. And you know, 1 foot tall. And it's really cool to have that space.
Not again, 1 foot tall from up on, you know, coming up from your desk, but like, I got you.
Deep is what I meant. Although that would be cool, like but tall.
Yeah, so just you elevated your desk. Right?
Comfy and you can sleep on it. But but it like it's the kind of thing that sounds super dumb, but I swear, give it a try. It is extremely comfortable. So
oh yeah, try it. Molly Wood brought this up on It's a Thing not that long ago as a thing because it's breaking out from beyond just the game. It started in the gaming community, but it's moved beyond that where people are like, oh my gosh, this changed my life. It's kind of like the old, I can never remember the name for the blotter. An old desktop blotter in the pre-computer days, right? When you wanted to have something that would sop up the ink that would spill so you didn't ruin your desk. You'd have this big pad on your desk, and it's kind of the modern version of that, except not for ink, for your mouse.
I love that you made sure to say that you weren't using a mouse with a bowl, but then you go and talk about writing with, you know.
I'm not like also not using an ink pen that leaks either.
All right. What about, so essentially just get anything from Logitech, maybe not anything, but it's funny, like we try to be serious journalists sometimes, but on this occasion, I have no problem saying, I'm sure there are tons of great other brands and things that you would like. But on this occasion, I really have no problem saying that brand I have never really been disappointed with, at least not in the past 10 years. So I don't think you can wrong
with it. I agree. The Microsoft mouse lasted a long, long time. Solid mouse. Still well reviewed. So I'll throw that out there that Microsoft mouse, not a bad choice. They've been making mice since the 80s, and they're really good. But if you just wanted to keep it simple and buy all from the same company, maybe you can get a discount. I don't know. Probably not. But I agree. Logitech stuff is solid. When I did use a wireless mouse, and again, it worked fine. The wireless, I used a Logitech M series mouse that was wireless. I just didn't like having to, and it doesn't happen that often, I know, but I didn't have like having to change the battery or recharging it. I just want to never have to think about the mouse. It's a personal thing.
There are some of them that you can plug into the cable that has the recharging station on your desk. And if you run out, you just plug it in and then you use it like this for a second. And then you,
I know it sounds silly, but even that I'm like, there's one more thing I have to think about.
Completely understand.
And most people won't have that objection. I get that.
Yeah. There's also the MX series, which people really like, in Logitech offerings, MX Keys for the keyboard and MX Master 3, I believe, is the latest one. It's a little bit more like a specific design, but they're really well reviewed as well. So essentially, as I was saying to Tom before we started recording, I'm all Logitech all the time on peripherals, I guess. It just crept up on me. Yeah. What about webcams?
Oh, Logitech C920. I mean, the C920 is old, and you'll say, look, Logitech has made newer cameras. And I'll say, they might be fine. But I'll tell you one thing I know for sure is the C920 works. Now, there was a period of time in 2020 when they were hard to get because everybody was buying them. I recommended it to my accountant recently, and she was able to find one. So I think they've come back in stock. But the C920, and they have some variants of the C920. They're all pretty much the same. Some of them, you know, have maybe an extra feature or two, but they're just workhorses. They're the camera I take on the road with me. I actually use a Panasonic GH5 when I'm in my studio, but that's because I do a video stream. But when I'm out on the road or if I'm recommending one to somebody, it's always the Logitech C920.
I think it's a really good camera. It's also like it's somewhat expensive for a webcam. It's like $100, is it? Something like that. I use a Brio, which the C920 was really great 5 years ago, I think. It came out even before that. And it was probably the best webcam you could find for a long time. Nowadays, we're used to better quality, especially since we see, you know, again, I'm sorry, my gaming roots come back. Like people online, YouTube and streamers, it feels like they're doing it from home with a webcam when they're really not. But the Logitech Brio gives you almost that level of quality. Not quite, but it's a really, like, it's a significant step above the 920. it's also a significant step above in terms of drying up your wallet.
Ah.
So that is definitely an issue. But it's a even like if you want a camera where people on your call will go like, ooh, Tom has a really great setup, the Brio is the one to go with. But it's again, it's Logitech still. And in webcams, there are alternatives. That definitely, it's just that it's, I guess these kinds of things are things where I don't think people want to spend time having to think about it or to read reviews or maybe very quickly. Like if you buy an expensive PC or, you know, laptop or monitor even, you're like, okay, I don't want to, you know, make a mistake. On a mouse and keyboards and webcam even, you just want to, you know, have a safe choice and think, all right, I'll take this. It will be fine. And in webcams and in other things, Logitech is a easy thing to recommend.
Yeah. It's not that it's the only thing. It might not even be best for your particular situation. That's always the thing with product recommendations. They are like opinions. Everyone's got a different one. But because they are opinions. But if you're, you know, think that maybe your needs are similar to what the ones we're talking about, it's a good arena to shop in if you just want to keep things simple. Well, that's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life.
I'm Patrick Beja, and you can follow me at notpatrick.com, but also you should send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com and both of us at workinsanity.net. See you next time.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.